Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Jeff Jones. Jeff Jones. Haven't seen him in a month of Sundays. Okay, this isn't working. Okay. Hey, Barbara. Happy Valentine's Day.
About to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I've never heard of such
proof. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
You can't handle the truth. So much, everybody, and welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Man, I'm like totally exhausted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on, where am I? Oh, blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. Oh, man, I'm like completely flabbergasted. Hey, what's up? Shout out to Gil Maisto Jr., Jeff Jones. Yeah, of course, Jeff. You can call in. You can call in anytime, Jeff Jones. 686. What's the phone number here? 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. But I know you probably want to make it formal, Jeff. So, yeah, I'm like mad exhausted. Like, wow. See what I do? Because I love my audience. See what I do for y'all? So I'm here. Look at me. I'm not even dressed properly or nothing. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I should turn my hat around. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. I look worse now. Blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me. Shout out to Jeff Jones. Charles Wilkinson, congratulations on that house, I think. shout out to Barbara Payton. Shout out to everybody who's here. It's 646, Jeff Jones. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. That is the number for the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm like completely exhausted, but you see what I do for y'all? Because my first thought was like, go get something to eat and go to bed, right? But no, because I know that at 7 o'clock on Thursdays, some of y'all, most of y'all, are looking for me to be on the radio. So here it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, so lots going on, man. You know, peace be upon my good friend. I can't even think of her last name. Robin. Boy, I used to love Robin when she. I've had such a crush on Robin. Robin. I can't think of her last name. Robin passed away. Met her sometime back. She passed away this week. I believe she had breast cancer, and so she passed away earlier this week. You know, our hearts break for her. Yeah, but she's in a better place now. So peace be upon Robin. Robin, I can't think of Robin. Robin Wilson, I think her last name was. I apologize for that. But peace be upon Robin. And we all gonna go to that. The clock is ticking for all of us. Eventually, we all will be standing at the feet of either God or somebody else. So do the right thing while you're here. But anyway, shout out to Charlene Presley and all the folks who knew and loved Robin, and peace be upon her. All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. I think Jeff Jones is already. Jeff Jones is here. Okay, let me see if Jeff Jones is here. All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. Jeff Jones, everybody, former Patterson mayor, Jeffrey Jones, is on the line, former councilman and former Patterson councilman and mayor of the great city of Patterson, New Jersey, Jeffrey Jones. How are you, brother? How you doing?
I'm well. I just happened to be on Facebook and at the office, and I saw you, and I said, let me holler.
Absolutely. This is like the premier talk radio program on the web, getting ready to move over to WPAT 9:30 a.m. in just a minute. But, so I'm sure that you've let me start with this. There's a lot going on in Virginia. You know what happened with Governor Northam, with his black face up, and now Justin Fairfax, who's an African American and who is the lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia. Couldn't happen at a better time. And I think Governor Northam is saying, wow, that happened right on time, because it took the focus off of him and it put the focus on Justin Fairfax. So you remember what happened with the Supreme Court Justice, now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And we know that Lieutenant Governor Fairfax has asked for independent investigation by the FBI. What do you think about that? Do you think that's warranted here?
Well, again, it's good to hear you and know you're still doing it. I have all kinds of concerns about that whole thing, like the consistency that people have of voting people in office and not really doing the due diligence, and then you can't get them out. So ostensibly, Governor Northam and his attorney general, they're sitting in the wings, but now the lieutenant governor, he's on the front lines, and I hear him. He's going to call for the FBI, and he's going to wait and have somebody have proof. I got it. I mean, all we can do is wait. I mean, that's the system. But I just hope, and when I say folk, you know what I mean. I hope folk understand. He didn't have no sheet going in. He didn't wear no sheet. He got in under a pretense and later found out he had that sheet in his front pocket. And that's where it starts and ends for me. And yet he carries the banner of being a Democrat, and people tend not to understand. And I'm a Democrat, but they tend not to realize and understand that during civil rights, when most of the oppression was going on, the Democratic Party was in power. So we got to pay attention to what's really going on. And so as far as Virginia goes, they're going to have to figure out how they fully vet anyone and everyone. Not the sweet talk, not the nice walk-in, not the bringing a brother on to my cabinet. And got to get past that. Got to get past their history like they get into yours. So that's where I'm at.
Let's talk about you. Everybody's here for doing a segment here with former Patterson First Ward Councilman, I believe, and Mayor of the City of Patterson, Jeffrey Jones, is on the line with us right now. Now, so let's talk about your experience as mayor in the City of Patterson, and it's been over for a while, and now someone else is in there. So tell me, Jeffrey Jones, what would you give your if you give your experience as mayor or your performance as mayor, what would you give yourself? What grade would you give yourself? And why?
I don't know if I can give a grade. I can tell you, though, I gave all I had. So, I mean, I worked around the clock and weekends, holidays. It was always about the city. So I can't give myself a grade. I can just tell you that I did all I could, the best I could with what I had.
Shout out to Charlene Presley. Charlene's good friends with Robin Wilson. Charlene, I know, your heart is breaking, and I pray for your healing as well. Shout out to Lamont Gates also. Now, Jeffrey, everybody, I'm speaking to Jeffrey Jones, former mayor of the great city of Patterson, New Jersey. And, when I do a program and I don't do a good job, I kick myself.
Got it.
When I listen to the program. So, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, were there some things that happened during your time as mayor. I'm not going to put anything out specifically, and you don't necessarily have to either. But were there some if you could go back and change some things, would you?
Well, I hear you, Ron. First of all, I called just to say hi, but let me say this. I remain extremely proud and confident that we had an administration of Pattersonians, and the vast majority were African-American in positions of power and responsibility. And that seemed not to be okay with some folks. And it was a lot of black folks. It wasn't other folks. And we tried some innovative things. We tried to harness the power of the hydroelectric plant that was currently operating and is currently a utility, include solar panels on the rooftops of the homes of folks, and have no one pay electricity again, because the energy that would have been collected virtually would have had everybody living free on terms of gas and in terms of electricity. It was a concept. And we went all the way to India to figure out if it was possible, only to find out that my people, and I mean my peoples, and the current mayor was a part of it, even though you know my people, had nothing better to do than try to undermine. So the things I could do better, I can't change who I am, and I can't change the fact that we were a young and progressive administration that was not going to play politics to get the work done that I promised the people. That's it. So I hear you want a grade, and I understand where you're going, but what do? Majority of my administration, the question was, don't be like Marty. That's what I kept hearing. And, you know, I know what they meant, but what are we talking about? I came here to serve, and yet the standard for me was not to go to jail. That's what the big standard was for a lot of folks. So how do we survive? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then the good things you do, the director of public works was the first engineer that the city ever had in public works. I mean, we had engineers working in the city, but actually running public works. That didn't take no rocket science, but we did it. And so what happened? We got 19 storms. 19 snowstorms in that year. Remember that salt embargo? Potholes everywhere.
Yes.
Not the good ones of cutting a $76 million budget deficit, not to have to lay off police officers because Christie was acting crazy, but because the salt and the salt, what it does to roads and streets, that's what we got hit with. So it's like, okay, I mean, I get it. People were upset and frustrated. But that's the business. And I accepted that. And so I closed by saying, I will run, and if you want to fire me, you fire me. And they did, and I left. And no problem.
You know, Jeff, you know, you were on my show many times. You know, you were on my show. Matter of fact, when I was on, I still have the picture I post every now and then of you and I standing in front of a banner, station banner. So, you know, I know I might have appeared to jump out of the bushes on you, but I think that there are people in the city of Patterson, folks, there were detractors. I mean, I think that every elected official has some, but on the same token, I think there were a lot of people who were pulling for you, and it might not have been popular in some cases to pull for you, but I think that there were folks who were in your corner, and there were folks who were hoping that you would succeed, including myself.
I just want to say this. Absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of folks who were supporting and still do. That wasn't my issue, and that wasn't my purpose for my comment. My statement was in respect to you saying, you know, you review and critique your shows, and I critiqued ours. And when I get down to the brass tacks of it, it was because and still remains, and that's why I segued with Virginia, as you said, as a people, we tend not to really know and understand what politics is. Yes, you want your streets done, you want your taxes lowered, we understand that. Still don't seem to understand we're still suffering. We continue to suffer. So you got to work your way up to the top end or the bottom. Who has been there? Because mayors come and go, right? Presidents come and go. So who has been the mainstay for which your condition has not changed? And until we open our eyes to that and not allow people to stay in offices for a lifetime while our lives are in a wreck, until we look at people who come in infiltrate our meetings and get on our pulpits and tell us everything gonna be fine, and then we still struggling, but we never see them again except for the next reelection. Until we get to that point, then the Northerns of the world and everything else like that is going to happen. And lastly, here's going to make my point. I'll try to make this point, this illustration. As a former political science professor adjunct for 15-plus years, I studied political science and I taught it. And I was completely dismayed by the fact that the Democratic Party, again, I say that, wanted to tell us that the only option we have was Hillary Clinton. I don't know the lady. I ain't got nothing good for her, nothing bad for her. But they want to blame many folks for why Donald Trump's in office. If democracy was allowed to occur as democracy is stated, people would have made up their own mind. Obviously, the mind that was made up was people didn't want her. Now, you call it what you want, but she wasn't the choice or the option, and we later find out that they were trying to make it and manufacture this outcome. So as we look forward, we got too many folks in Congress and Senate been there too darn long, need to get out, because they're out of touch with who we are. You've got too many folks who serve themselves rather than serving citizens. But if citizens don't know what they should be entitled to from their elected representatives, the best they're going to get is, oh, man, I'm going to test drive somebody else, and we need to stop that. So,
right, but yes, and I thank you. Thank you so much. Everybody, former Patterson councilman and former mayor of the city of Patterson, Jeffrey Jones, on the live line. I want to thank you so much, John. I remember sitting in your office when you were mayor. I remember sitting in your office and having discussions with you. So I thank you for indulging me during the time that you were mayor, and even now, you know. So I didn't mean to jump out of the bushes on you, but I think this is probably the first time that this show is widely heard all over the Tri-State area, and a lot of Pattersonians listen to the show, and the people were, I saw questions popping up, but I'm not going to ask you any of that stuff, but I thank you for coming on, and you know, and I appreciate you keep doing the good work.
At another time, we can have that pass down, beat down, rub out, bush jumping. You know, I ain't never been scared of that.
No, I'm not a bush. No, I'm not a bush jumper. No, I have a very good reputation amongst the folks.
I remember. I know you.
Yes, sir. No bush jumping. No. You never know who you might need.
All right. Peace to you.
All right.
Peace
to you. Thank you, Jeff Jones. Everybody, Jeff Jones. Former mayor of New York City. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you. Jeff Jones. That was cool when he called in. Lamont Gates wanted me to ask him. Shout out to Lamont Gates who wanted me to ask him what was Christie's reason for not funding Patterson. It's Christie's reason was because Christie was a Republican and Jeffrey Jones is a Democrat. I mean, what else? You know, that's very simple. You could answer that yourself, Lamont Gates. Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody who's listening to Ron Kelly Show. When you come back, we're talking about this blackface stuff. You know, how it's getting people into the world is so sensitive these days. I mean, the world, you can't touch anybody, you can't talk to anybody. The world is so sensitive these days. And I'm going to get into this blackface stuff. And they got one up on us again. All right, it's about 19 minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's and if Jeffrey Jones is still listening to the program, Jeff, Lamont Gates' question was, what was Christie's reason for not funding Patterson during his tenure? And he wanted me to ask you that question. Now, the answer is that we have a Republican governor and you have a Democratic mayor and a governor who is, I believe, antithetical to black folks and Hispanics and had no intention of helping another someone across the aisle succeed, Lamont. I mean, that's basically what it was. Lamont Gates says the rumor was that Patterson officials mismanaged it. Yeah, it happens every year that Patterson's funds get mismanaged. It wasn't just allegedly under Jeffrey Jones's watch. It happens all the time. Now, I'm not saying anybody's stealing or anything like that, but mismanagement could be spending the money the wrong way or misappropriating it. It can mean a lot of things. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's Ron Kelly. Thank you, Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates, who stops by every Thursday along with a bunch of other folks. So shout out to you, Lamont Gates. In any case, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. It was this blackface stuff. Let me start with this. Oh, man. You know, the white folks got another one. Black folks can't pass for white folks. You know, I mean, talking about passing and stuff like that. How people used to pass back in the day. That was the word, I think, pass. Shout out to my nephew, Dominique. So people used to pass. People used to talk about pass back in the 40s and 50s, how folks would pass for white. You know, black folks can't pass, you know, like me, you know. So you talk about this blackface stuff. You see, at least white folks, you can take that black stuff off. You know, when you're finished doing whatever it is you're doing, you can take your black stuff off. You can rub it off, and you're white again. Wow, bing, you're white. You know, you black folks, see, we can't take our black stuff off. We can't take our blackness off. You know, and I know black folks out there who listen to me, don't you wish you can sometimes just, I'm getting ready to go try to get a loan. Let me take this black off. You know, boom, you get the loan. Put the black back on when you get outside. You know, I know, like, there's been times, I love being black, don't get me wrong, but sometimes, you know, being black does harm you in a lot of ways, especially when the powers that be, when you got to go to the powers that be to get anything. So, shout out to Bunny McKnight. So, you know, sometimes I wish I could take my blackness off. See, white folks got it up on us again. They got another one up on us again. They can put their black face on. When they get done, all they got to do is just wipe it off. You know, see, we stuck with our black faces. We're stuck. We can't do nothing about our black faces. So when we go places, like, you know, when you go in the supermarket or you, let's say you go to the department store and you don't want nobody following you around. So it wouldn't be convenient. It'd be nice if we could take our black faces, take the blackness off, you know. You see, white folks can do that. They can take their black off. They can put the black face on. And when they get done doing whatever it is they're doing, they can take it off. So we can't take it off. We're stuck with it. So when you're driving home at night, don't you want to take your black face off? You know, when the police pull you over, you just want to, you know, take the blackness off. See, we can't do that. You can rub all you want. That black is not coming off. You know, the blackness is not coming off. And so white folks got another one up on us. No. But this blackface thing, see, all of this stuff was okay at one point. It was okay. Like back in the day, like, you know, in the 30s and 40s when they had Al Jolson because they didn't want black people to perform. You know, they didn't want to have black people in the movies. So what did they do? They made a white man black. Or they painted his face black anyway. Al Jolson back in the day, look it up. Look it up. So because they didn't want black folks in the movies back in the day. Because you notice in back in the day, right, when you look on AMC and some of those old movie channels, the black folks are all in the movie together, you know. And the white folks, they had segregation in the movies too, where all the black folks were in one movie, like Carmen Jones, some of the movies that that Lena Horne made back in the day. All black, and I watched these movies, you will see a white person not even walking past. It's all black people. And then some of the other movies that were produced by the white folks back in the day, there was no white folks in any of the movies. Now, I know people call me race hater and race, you know, race baiter. Yeah, people call me race, you know, somebody in particular call me race. I'm always talking about race. Somebody's got to talk about race. So back in the day, back in the 30s and 40s, Al Jolson, you know, he used to sing the song Mammy. Mammy, Mammy. Because white folks never called their mother Mammy. They never did. They called their mother Mother or Mom or something. The white folks never called their mother Mammy. That was a black term. So Al Jolson, you can look it up, Google it. Al Jolson, back in the day, was a performer who performed in blackface. And it was okay. It was okay back then for performing blackface. So Al Jolson would come out. He would come out, and his face would be completely black, even around the eyes and everything. He'd be black. See, because they loved what black folks did, but they didn't want to include us in the movies. So they made a black person out of a white man, Al Jolson. And Al Jolson made a whole career. Al Jolson made a career out of putting blackface on. You know. So fast forward to 2019 when Megyn Kelly, who was the reject from Fox News, goes on her show, Megyn Kelly Today, and says, I don't understand why people get upset about blackface. So maybe she got stuck in the time war, but you can't just say that stuff anymore. No. See, but even the NFL, look at the NFL. The NFL reacts to the public, what the public thinks. You know, some of these players, they don't want to go with these players. Kareem Hunt already got picked up by the Cleveland Browns, picked up Kareem Hunt. Hasn't even been 6 months yet. See, because the NFL reacts to public opinion, just like with Colin Kaepernick not having a job, because the NFL reacted to the okey-doke that he was bad-mouthing the military, which was nonsense. No. We know what it was about. It was about black men, innocent black men being killed. That's what it was about. It was about unarmed black men being killed. Whether they were innocent or not, you didn't have a gun, you didn't deserve to get shot. It's about serial killers who kill four or five people and get arrested, negotiated with. Like what happened in the bank a couple weeks ago, man. Xavier Zinner, I think his name was, and he shot five people. Then he called the police and said, yeah, I just killed five people. Come get me. And the SWAT team negotiated with him, negotiated his surrender. Now, what if that was a black man? He would have been blown up so bad he'd have more bullets. It would have been ridiculous. So, yes. So, this blackface stuff now, the governor of Virginia, he's got the governor and the lieutenant governor in hot water. How does that happen? Somebody keeps texting me. How does that happen? So you got both of them in trouble, 29 minutes past the hour. And thank you, Jeffrey Jones, for calling in. And, you know, I did kind of jump out on the bushes on him a little bit. But, you know, I try to do with respect. I mean, he was here asking a few questions. He called. Watch it when you call me, because I just might ask you some questions. No, but I was nice to him. I think I was pretty nice to him. See, so we got this blackface stuff going on. I mean, the world is so sensitive right now. The world is so sensitive. You can't do nothing. You can't say nothing. If you get into an argument with somebody driving your car, you can get killed. That person can follow you and shoot you. You know, the world is on the edge. You know, you say good morning the wrong way to your coworker, female coworker, next thing you know, you're brought up on charges. You can't even look at it. I just turn my head like, I don't want to look. Don't even look, because looking can get you a jail sentence. So the world is so sensitive these days. It really is. It's on the edge with this Me Too movement and all kinds of other stuff going on. The LGBTQ community has come out, you know, for lack of a better word, have come out and have been super powerful. Even the commercials. I watched a commercial the other night where the two people were supposed to be the parents, and they were talking to the babysitter, and it was two men. two men. So the two men were the parents who were talking to the babysitter. And this is on national TV, big name. I forget the name of the company, big name company. You know, see, back in the day, you couldn't do that. That was kept behind closed doors. Until the riot in New York in the 60s, and when they began to come out. I have nothing against gay people. You know what I mean? But now, the whole world is on edge now. It's on edge. Everything bothers everybody. You can't do nothing. You can't say nothing. The world is really on the edge right now. And I just can't predict where it's going to go. Anyway, it's so yes, we got this blackface stuff going on. See, we talk about this stuff all the time. I see people putting it on Facebook like it's newsworthy. Somebody wearing blackface is not newsworthy. It's just not. It's not. So I don't know why people even post that nonsense about every time something black happens. So what are you going to do about it? Is my question. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? That's my question. What are you going to do about it? And every time something happens, I'm not talking about killings. Killings, you know, that deserves to be put on social media. But every time something happens, somebody says the N-word or, you know, please get a grip. This is going to be great. 100 years from now, the year 2119 is going to be racism. In the year 2219, 200 years from now, is going to be racism. No, see, I watched Star Trek. You know, I was a big Star Trek, the Next Generation fan, and there was no racism on Star Trek. But also, nobody ever went to the bathroom either. You ever notice that? Nobody ever went to the bathroom on Star Trek. Now, is that what we're going to evolve to? Is that what for people, is that what the human race is going to evolve to, where we don't ever have to use the bathroom? Because if you ever watched Star Trek The Next Generation, I watched it for years. Nobody, even aliens, I mean, nobody ever went to the bathroom. Nobody, you know. And I'm like, wow, well, maybe that's what we're gonna evolve to, the point as humans where we don't need to use the bathroom. Because every movie, every video, every whatever you see, people go to the bathroom. But Star Trek, nobody went to the bathroom. It's just something I just noticed. Anyway, it's 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You know what you're listening to. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. And, oh, man, I'm like, so my eyes are like, you know, you'll be so tired that, I mean, I'm just exhausted. Because I rushed in here at 6:45, just got off the parkway, which should be free, by the way, because the parkway is the worst piece of, between the Union Tolls and exit for Bloomfield, it's the worst piece of highway in America. And I just got home and, you know, I just came in and, you know, the last minute doing this show. Maybe shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who I finally mailed Sharon Allen Chambers' prize pack. The Ron Kelly Show prize pack was a tote bag, which goes to the ladies only. I mean, not that I'm trying to, you know, but guys don't carry around tote bags, so I'm going to give a tote bag to a guy. So the prize pack, the tote bag is included for the ladies only, along with a keychain. An ink pen and a keychain, an ink pen, and something else, all emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo. So yeah, ink pen, a keypad, keychain, and a tote bag is for the ladies only, because the women carry around tote bags. All right. Anyway, it's 25 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Oh, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who was ready to jump on. Lamont Gates was ready to jump on Jeffrey Jones, but I can't let you do that, Lamont. What if he becomes governor one day? You know, I might be up for a position. So he's going to remember, like, yeah, you let that guy snap on me. No, I'm not giving you none. You see, you caused me to lose a position. So anyway, we take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this show. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you, nephew. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas. I think I said that right, Stephanie Freitas. She's a friend of Mr. Lamont Gates. I don't know what kind of friend, but welcome, Stephanie Freitas, to the Ron Kelly show. Man, you know, wow. A lot going on. It's a busy world out there. Amazon leaves New York. I know some of y'all, I'm like kind of like a news junkie. Amazon decides they don't want to build their thing in New York. So maybe they'll do it in Newark now. Who knows? That gives all the cities who tried and failed to get the Amazon HQ, H3, whatever it is, now maybe Newark can get a shot. You know, maybe, I know the governor of Connecticut is taking a look at it. Maybe Newark could get another shot at bringing 25,000 Amazon jobs to the city of Newark. So, hey, who knows? So one man, you know, maybe. Oh, Stephanie. So maybe Newark can get a shot now. Newark can use 25,000 jobs, I'm sure. You know. See, but the left, like the Democrats, the left is like freaking out, you know, because this is a United States of America is a the United States of America is a capitalist society. And because it's a capitalist society, that's why the United States of America is the richest country on earth, because this is a capitalist society. What I mean by that is based on commerce, the dollar bill, you know, people making money. That's what the United States was founded on. It was founded on that. And so for somebody to think that we're supposed to give health care to everybody, it's nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. See, because in the United States of America, some people are going to have it, some people are not going to have it. That's just how it is. That's just how it is. In a democracy, in a capitalist society, some people are going to have and some are not going to have. Now, imagine if everybody had. Nobody would go to work. Nothing would get done. The grunt work, the cutting grass, and washing bus drivers, garbage collectors. But nothing would get done if everybody had it. No, nothing would get done. So it doesn't make sense for everybody to be, for us to turn the United States into a socialist country where we give, I'm not giving nobody, I'm not giving away half of what I own, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, and it kills the desire of folks to do for themselves. If you got to sit back and wait in college being free and all of this stuff, I don't think college should be free. I don't think so. I don't think that we should be giving away a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, I think that people should still have to work for whatever it is that they get. Now, I think that maybe it should be a little easier. It shouldn't be so difficult to get some of these things. But this is a capitalist society we live in. The United States of America, you see what happens? Hold that thought. See what happens with socialist countries. Like Russia, for example. They take, you can't own but so much. The government takes your stuff, gives it to somebody else. That's socialism. If I'm not mistaken, let me know. Like China. There's no democracy. So I think that, everybody can't have. Some people can't have. Some people have. Some people can't have. Some people are not doing enough to have. Some people are not working hard enough. A lot of people sitting back and collecting. Everybody in America knows somebody who's collecting. We all know somebody who's flying under the radar and collecting when they shouldn't be. Now, I'm not trying to sound like a conservative or anything like that. God forbid. But everybody can't have. Everybody can't have. So Amazon, Ocasio-Cortez, the newly crowned councilwoman from Queens, only 29 years old, the youngest council person ever, led the charge, beat back the beast, Amazon. So now Amazon's going somewhere else. So now the city of Newark should get themselves together and get over there and reach out to Jeff Bezos. There's plenty of land in Newark. Plenty of abandoned land. You can build 3 headquarters in Newark because there's plenty of abandoned land in Newark. Plenty. Look around. Plenty. I mean, there's places, some of that land you wouldn't want to build anything there because it's not in the best of neighborhoods. But there's, for example, the old movie theater that used to be in Newark out off the highway would be a spot. A lot of traffic around there, but that would be a spot. There's plenty of places in Newark where Amazon's headquarters could be built. But the city of New York now lost. And the left won. So there's not going to be another shutdown. There's not going to be another government shutdown. I believe that Mr. Trump has decided to sign the last piece of legislation, that bipartisan legislation was put together by the Democrats and the Republicans. There's only offering a paltry $1.5 billion for the wall. A paltry amount, thanks to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has balls. See, Trump has no balls. Trump has nerve. There's a difference between nerve and balls. And she has balls. He's got nerve. So there'll be a national emergency declared. And that's going to be in the courts for years. So shout out to Nancy Pelosi, who beat down the great Satan, Donald Trump, beat him back into submission, and now he's licking his chops. And I think the worst thing for Trump is that he got beat by a woman. I think that's the worst thing for him. He got beat by a woman. The one thing that he thinks he has total control over, he's got total control over Melania, and that's all. So there won't be another government shutdown, thank goodness. Because, shout out to those folks who for all the people who suffered during that time period. I've been paid every 2 weeks. And this, when you miss that check, all hell breaks loose. You know, when you get paid every 2 weeks, you're looking for that check by the end of those 2 weeks. And if it doesn't come, you know, you're in crisis. And then another one doesn't come, you're in super crisis, because nobody, I mean, they say, economists say, save 6 months worth of household bills. You should have 6 months worth of household bills saved up. Now, how many of us can save 6 months worth of household bills? I know I can't. I can't. Unless I just give up living and just go to work and come home and hide out in the house, which I'm not going to do. But yeah. Folks, not everybody can save that kind of money. Nobody can save, not many people can save that kind of money. So when Trump's commerce secretary was saying that he's surprised, yeah, you rich. Of course you're surprised. Now, if I'm not working, now why would I want to go into further debt by taking out a loan? Now, I'm already in debt. My bills are backed up, and I'm going to go somewhere and compound the situation by taking out a loan. I mean, really? Really? Take out a loan? Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. So I have an extra bill when I go back to work. Yeah, okay. It's very smart. It was stupid. It was stupid of him to say something like that. So shout out to the folks who work for the United States government. Used to be a good job, and hell, God only knows what's going on with it now. Used to be a good gig. So shout out to the folks who, I know many of you, and some of you who listen to the show, are relieved that there's not going to be another shutdown. Relieved. Relieved. And you should be. I'm relieved, too. I'm relieved for you. Anyway, it's just a few minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and I'm just totally exhausted. Man, I can't even feel my face. It's like, and I'm so tempted to just walk away from the camera. I can't do that, because I'm sure there's somebody out there who wants to hear me. So anyway, Ron Kelly Show is on Block Talk Radio right now, but we BlockTalkRadio.com right now. We are planning on moving to WPAT, William Street in Lower Manhattan, to get a taste of New York. Show's going to be on very early in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays. So if you can, you can. It'll be on. It'll be taped. It'll be on my podcast on BlockTalkRadio.com/The Ron Kelly Show. All right, so I want to break out of here. It's time for me to go. So I want to thank everybody for joining me. Those of you who did join me, and those of you who didn't, that's your problem. So anyway, I'm breaking out. It's a few minutes. It's actually a few minutes before the hour. I'm breaking out early. So definitely need some rest. Anyway, I came on because I knew that some of you would be looking for me. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me, everybody. Take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Yeah, we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. And don't argue with people. When somebody cuts you off, let them cut you off, because you can wind up with a bullet in your brain. You know, so if somebody cuts you off, let them cut you off. I know people who jump out their cars. That's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do, is jump out of your car and walk up to somebody's car. Because, you know, you think they're not going to feel threatened. And if they have a weapon, they're going to use it on you. So if somebody cuts you off, I mean, me personally, I've learned, because I drive every day. So I've learned to, whatever. You know, whatever. Somebody cuts me off, I let them go. Because they're not the last person to cut me off. Somebody else is going to do it sometimes 2 seconds later. So we have to decide what's important, what's not important. It's not important for you to get shot over somebody cutting you off on the highway. All right, everybody, I'm breaking out of here. We'll see you back here next week. Until then, take care. I am done.